Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, look, it's girlfriend to the celebrities. Hey, Becky, nice to meet you.
Hello.
I was just kind of waiting in the wings, but I've appeared.
You're here. You're live in front of people. I'm Ian. You know Catherine. I'm just emailing myself some stuff. So, Catherine, no, I know. But I'm so jealous of all your famous boyfriends. It really must be
we all are.
An exciting lifestyle to be.
Yeah. You're quite in a love triangle at the moment, aren't you? Is it Liam Neeson and Brad Pitt?
No, oh God, Liam Neeson's history.
Oh, God, that was last week.
You heard it here first, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, done with him. Boring. No, right. I think at the moment it's Keanu, but there's about 9 Keanos on the go at the moment, and I've sort of forgotten which one I'm actually with. And Jason Statham has made an appearance.
Oh, I love Jason. Me and the boys love Jason Statham. He's our favourite. He is our favourite.
Well, I did have quite a to-do with him a few months ago, but he blocked me when I sent him a picture of me with a hammer and told him I was going out murdering. And he blocked me, but he's let me back into his life, so I'm really chuffed.
He's forgiving like that, Jason Statham. He's seen some things in life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I've heard that about him. I've heard that he's just really gentle. He just wants someone to love.
How do you get all these superstars in your DMs? Because, it's something we all need to know.
It's a really tragic truth, and that is that because I look middle-aged, and scammers, they really like to target middle-aged women. So the fact that I have so many of them in my inbox, that's all I need to know about my appearance.
Do you think word's got around? Do you think you're on a list somewhere?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I mean, there's no sort of definitive proof that that's what's happened, but as soon as you start engaging with these guys, then more and more of them catch on. And I suspect it's a little bit like it is with cold callers over here, that actually your details get sold on.
Yeah. Like on a sucker's list, that's what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a term for it, which is a really horrible term, but there's a school that was discovered in, I can't remember, that it's the capital of Ghana.
Right.
And there was a school that was found, and it was training these young lads to the scam.
Oh, God.
And the term that they use for it is hunting an old white.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a horrific term. And it's basically because these young lads, they can use their computer skills and their English skills to find who they would perceive to be a rich white woman.
And I suppose the assumption is us boomers don't know what's what and are flattered by the attention and appreciate the attention, you know?
Yeah. I mean, sadly, I do.
I know, but I love the way you use it. Right, so I found you because I can't remember who it was. I think there's a couple of, we've got a couple of mutuals and someone retweeted, and it's that new thing with Twitter where it says your friend liked this. And you go, all right, I don't know that person, but oh, hang on a minute, this is brilliant. And it was the conversation you were having where you were caught in this love triangle and you were telling Brad Pitt that unfortunately you were also in a relationship with Liam Neeson, and he didn't take it too well, did he?
Oh, yes. Yeah, when he told me that actually, no, that what's that behind you?
Oh, my cat!
It does look weird from that angle, yes.
Yeah.
She is weird. You know, that's Yoko.
Speaking of things, I was like a little bit breathless when I first came on the line because there's a radiator in my hallway back there. And just as I clicked on, I thought, oh my God, there was a huge pair of really massive granny pants frying radiator. So I had to rush off and chuck them into my bedroom. And back over here.
Well, what you can't see, because I'm in my bedroom, is I've put all my crap up this end. So this looks really clear.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
And I'm wearing track slacks.
I wonder why I'm single. And then I hear myself talking and I'm
So take us back to Brad Pitt and Liam Neeson, because that's where you caught my attention. And then I realised there was actually a lot more to it.
Yeah, so I can't remember which one came first, but they were. I was talking to them at the same time. The first thing that these scammers will do is try and get you off Twitter. So they want to get you onto a platform that they can't be taken away from. Mm-hmm. So they always suggest Google Hangouts, which is a platform which isn't looked at, basically. So you can't be, you know, you can't be kicked off it. And so I was talking to both of these people, and I was, to be honest with you, getting a little bit bored of speaking to both of them. They weren't really providing me with much stimulation. Well, I wonder what they'd both say if they knew about each other. And I told both of them about each other, and it just did not go down well. It was quite a violent reaction.
And kicked off, said, didn't it?
I think it was Brad said, if you're not prepared to stop talking to that shit,
wow.
Then I'll have nothing more to do with you.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I mean, I can understand it, you know, it makes sense, but that's outrageous.
I love the fact that he started getting very irate and referring to himself as using his middle name and stuff and saying,
I am William Bradley Pitt.
Yeah. Well, and that didn't convince you, though. That's
that's legit.
How would he know his full name if it wasn't really him?
Well, he also knows, he told me where he was born, so he knows that. But I think with Brad, you know, he's by all accounts not the sharpest tool in the book. So when he does come up with something like his full name or like his place of birth, you have to give him credit for it. And, you know.
So how many have you got? How many celebrity boyfriends have you got?
And we're not even getting onto the Silver Fox veterans yet, because that's a whole nother kettle
of fish. Okay, right. Let's just stick with the celebs
far
first.
Far more of those. Celebrity boyfriends. So the Keanu is my big one at the moment, because I sent him a picture a couple of days ago of me having a tea party with my Care Bears. and he didn't seem to see anything wrong with it. That's the sort of man I want, really.
Love me, love my Care Bears.
Yeah, exactly. And the Moomins as well. So there's Keanu, Brad, Jason Statham, Liam Neeson. Oh, there's some wrestler as well who I hadn't heard who he was, but some guy called Sonny Deeds.
Okay. Sonny Deeds. We have some wrestling fans in the chat. I've just put I was typing away. I've just put your Twitter in the chat if anyone wants to follow. Sonny Deeds. Does anyone know who Sonny Deeds is?
Please. Yeah,
that's an obscure one.
Yeah, he is a real person. So he, and he's got a real Twitter account as well. And in fact, I think it's him that in his own biography, it says, I do not ask people for money or something. So he's obviously had this, like, you know, before. But there's him. Mick Jagger was one of my first celebrity boyfriends.
That one might have been real. You don't know. That one could have been real.
Get up for that. I'm a massive Stones fan.
He's a dirty dog.
He is, and that's fine with me. I think that's it. Yeah, I'm sorry to say, I think that's it.
Yeah, and then the veterans, because that's when I started noticing these things. And I fear I fall into the category of of the middle-aged woman who looks likely. But I started getting put on like lists, and I would look down. I'd get followed by someone and think, well, they're flipping miles away. They can't be a listener. Why on earth are they following me? And they would have a load of Catherines.
All Catherines. That's weird. That's happened maybe like a dozen times with
you. It's happened a lot, but it's also been like I've noticed these Silver Fox veterans, right, who will add me, and they always seem like nice family men with a dog and a military background, and they're just looking for friendship, really, you know. And it's like, oh, hang on a minute, they want friendship from Catherine's.
Yeah, quite niche.
Yeah,
that is a strange fetish, isn't it? Normally it's like, I don't know, boobs or bum or colour of hair or colour of skin. But the name,
yeah,
that's an odd one.
It's almost as if they're indiscriminately just picking women.
Oh, don't be so silly.
I've never engaged with them, though.
What is...
And I think that's something else. That's brilliant.
What is the con? Money. They want money out of you.
Yeah. So there's sort of two types, I think. There's the more sophisticated ones who they want money through Western Union or something like that. Yeah. So they want actual cash. And then there are the ones, and they tend to be the younger lads, and they want iTunes vouchers, Amazon cards.
Wow.
And also there's this thing, and it's an American thing called a Steam card. And when I first got asked for it, yeah, for gaming, I had no idea what it was. So, you know, being like an old baggage, I'm like typing on the internet, what is a Steam card? But it's for gaming. So when, you know, when you've got a 56-year-old Silver Fox who's a Marine and he's asking for a £10 Steam card.
Yeah. It's a stink of it.
And is that, are they asking for like 10s and 20s? Because I had a run-in with a Nigerian scammer, gosh, maybe 15 years ago, a guy called Rooney Jeep. He'd obviously just taken two English words, Rooney Jeep. And I had so much fun with him. And I'd phone him up and we'd chat. And I'd say, he said, it was one of those ones where if I send him 500, he'd send me 10,000. And I said, oh, this is great because my wife has just died and my kids can't, you know, one of my 8-year-old kid is out working and this will be great and all of this stuff. But asking for a £10 gift card, that's not particularly ambitious.
No, I mean, I'm sort of being a bit facetious there. I have been asked for £10 before, but I think what happens then is, once they know that you're up for giving them money,
right. Yeah.
Yes. So there was a guy who asked me for something on PayPal, and I think I did actually send him 12p. I kind of came back and more things were wrong, and then there were more things. And with these military guys, the story is generally that they're all widowed.
Yeah.
They've all got one or two kids who are all being schooled in America. And they have to pay for these kids to be schooled because, of course, these people are out serving their country in the Middle East. And I never quite...
Heroes.
Never, yeah, well, yeah, absolutely, heroes. Yeah, God bless America. So they ask for a small amount. And then I think they soon realise if you're going to be one of these people that's going to send them more and more.
Right.
Yeah.
So it can start off as a £10 iTunes voucher because I haven't got any signal out here and I really want to be able to...
But also, don't forget, Ian, that they're probably talking to 20 women at the point.
Yeah.
Oh, easily. And also, interestingly, it's not just one scammer that you talk to under one account. So they take it in shifts.
So they're always available whenever you want to talk to them. Oh, my God.
But the celebrity ones are great. When they say, you know, please, can you send me £100? And you say, oh, God, Brad, you know, I didn't realise that things were that bad. That's really awful. And he'll say, what do you mean? And I'll say, well, surely you've got £100. You know, this is dreadful news. And he'll say, oh, my manager needs it because I need help editing my latest film.
That's how it works. The manager sorts it.
Yeah. And then if you question, so I want dared to say, oh, it doesn't seem to make much sense. You English bitch, you've got no idea. And people get really aggressive.
Wow. Now,
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I happen to know that you've been doing some research on this. It's not just fun and games, although it is fun and games. But there's a kind of different technique they use for men, isn't there?
Yes.
Can I just, sorry, can I just say,
straight to the point.
Sorry to interrupt. We've got two things that I just want to say before I forget. Where was Deli? Deli says, I had the Silver Fox, ex-US veteran, tried to add me. Didn't get far when I pointed out he was using John Barrowman's pictures. And David is furious, actually. God, imagine if you really were a Marine that wanted to play some video games. These people ruin it for those guys.
Couldn't agree more.
Exactly.
You've got to think about these poor victims.
I interrupted. Go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So there's the different technique for men, and it's
yes.
more.
So
it's more direct, isn't it?
A massive stereotype, but the people trying to scam women, they do it based on the idea that women want love. So they go through that. They go down that route. You're so beautiful. I want to look after you, etc.
Romantic. Yeah.
Okay. With men,
sex.
It's the shagging. So, but there's. There was a guy direct messaged me on Twitter, and he's a UK policeman, and he was telling me about the most common one that they get reported. And it's guy meets stunning looking woman and she says, do you want to see a video of me doing naughty things? And of course he says, oh, yes. Yes, please. I'd love that, young lady.
You make it sound so sexy.
It sounds a little bit Victorian, but let's go on.
Jacob Rees-Mogg. So he then gets this video of this lovely young lady doing all sorts of things. Then she says, can I have one back, please, darling?
Yep.
So he then takes the video, sends it over to her, and then lo and behold, he gets a message saying, listen here, you filthy bugger. We're now going to send this to all of your contacts. We know who you are. We know who your colleagues are, your daughter, your wife. Oh, and it's just, it's blackmail then.
And of course, we'll never know how common that is because who's going to admit to that?
Hardly anyone will speak up about it.
Yeah,
exactly. But even the people who've been conned, you know, ladies who've been conned, the vast majority don't report it. And I have to say, even those that do report it, they just don't get taken seriously at all. They get made to feel so ridiculous. Mm. And action fraud, which is part of the police force, you know, I've had people say that they've contacted them to try and get a crime reference number and they haven't returned their email even. So no one's doing anything.
No, and meanwhile, there are actual real life, not just the people who were targeted, but also the people whose pictures are getting used. It's having an impact on their life. You got in touch with a guy, didn't you, who is like the mask for the catfish quite a lot.
Yeah, so there's a guy who runs a survival company up north, and he teaches survival skills in the wild. And I said to Catherine on the phone a few days ago, he's really hot. He's like... If you were going to steal somebody's photos to catfish women, you're going to use this guy, basically. Yeah, I would. And he's had an absolute nightmare. Fortunately, his girlfriend knows everything that's been going on, but they use his face, but also his name as well, so that everything checks out if they look him up. He's had people sending him death threats, saying, you know, you've taken money off my sister my daughter or whatever. And he's constantly having to go backwards and forwards and send out messages saying, please, please, please realize that I'm not asking anybody for money. You know, I'm a victim of this as much as anybody else. And it's ruining his business.
Flipping heck.
I mean, I can't help but think if you're going to be that good looking, you know, that's your own fault, isn't it?
the man masturbating thing, Joel Dommett, of course, Catherine, yeah. you were telling me the other day, got caught by it, and he came out and he owned it, which is the only thing you can do.
Well, thankfully, first of all, he was a single man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he realised that actually the shame was part of the scam, right? And so he was going to have to front it out. And actually, he wasn't really doing anything that different from what a lot of men, young men his age did, you know, in kind of real relationships. So he decided to own it. And I think he wrote about it in his book as well. But it was certainly quite a famous case. But that's the first well-known person I've ever heard of that's said that they've been a victim of that.
There was a couple of years ago, there was an email going round. And I had it, and I shit myself. And it came from my email address.
Yeah.
And it said, we have been watching your webcam, and we have filmed you, you know, and boy, we know all the websites you go to and what turns you on, and you're a dirty bastard. And look, we're sending this from your email address, so we really do have all of this stuff. And I got it. Yeah, I'm a bloke. I've masturbated. I have to masturbate for medical reasons because I'm getting a vasectomy. So that
condition,
is under doctor's orders. And God, just the blood. It was like, holy shit, I am.
But that's what they count on, that
totally
panic.
And it took an hour. It maybe a bit less than an hour for me to go, I don't think this is real. I kind of went back and looked at it logically. I tweeted about it to say, has anyone else had this? And suddenly loads of blokes going, oh, thank God you've had it as well, because and I nearly went for it. You know, I consider myself bright and computer savvy, and I nearly went for it. I thought, shit, I've got to make this disappear. But the thing is, with this and with your scams, the scams you're involved in, Becky, they do work. People do end up paying loads of money. Otherwise, these arseholes wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And they base a lot of their power on the fact that you're going to sound ridiculous when you tell someone else about it. Why would Brad Pitt be talking to you? That they know that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I've spoken to lots and lots of people who've been scammed, and the main thing that comes out of it is shame. You know, they're too embarrassed to tell people. And I've spoken to one lady, and it was absolutely heartbreaking. She's got stage 4 cancer, doesn't have an awful lot of time left, and she was conned out of a significant amount of money, and she'd remortgaged her house to give this guy money, and her kids are only going to find out about it when she dies and they don't get their inheritance.
And added to that, she thought she was in a relationship with someone who's broken her heart.
Yeah. And you know, I've had a lot of people say to me, oh, you know, these silly bitches, but I've spoken to people from all walks of life. You don't have to be thick to fall for a scam. Have to be, you know, vulnerable, or you know, taking your eye off the ball for whatever reason. It can genuinely happen to anybody. We all think that we're savvy, but people fall for things all the time.
Oh, I do you remember, Kath, that when Barclays phoned me up, I got a text from Barclays. £1,600 has been attempted to remove from your account. Please call us immediately.
And again, it's going for that gut reaction, that shit, I better sort this out. Right,
and it came from the text feed where I'd actually had text from Barclays. So it was in that feed. Christ knows how they did it. I phoned them up. Barclays, this is Barclays. Please enter your online code now. And if you don't know it, just press 0. So you go through the menu, and then it's this woman. And she says, name, bank account. Yeah, okay, we can see that someone's attempted to take £1,600, but don't worry, it's not gone through. Have you got, you know, the little PIN sentry thing? Have you got that? Yes, I have. Could you put your card in? Please don't tell us your PIN. Type in your PIN. Okay, typed it in. And then the 8-digit code comes up. She goes, could you tell me the 8-digit code? And I went, it's a force. Am I supposed to tell you this code? I thought this code was supposed to be, no, we just need it to confirm it's you. And that was when I thought, and then she hung up. I thought, okay, well, this is not what I thought. So I phoned up again, and I got through to exactly the same woman. And it was like, oh, shit, you're a conner. And I was 7 digits away from giving you my access to my bank account. And then I got to work to the studio, and we just kept phoning them up and going through it and then going, you fucking conner. And it was hilarious.
You told him that you'd spend £2,000 on sex toys from Amazon.
Oh, yeah, that was it. I said I'd spent £2,000 on sex toys. She said, then I said, no, not £2,000. I'm not a pervert. It was only 1,000. That was it.
But also a police one, isn't there, where the police ring you up and they say, obviously you want to verify it, so ring this number. But what they don't put the phone down. It sounds like they put the phone down. And so when you're dialing back again, you're still on the same line. I mean, there's so many ways of doing it.
It's frightening. I genuinely think it's frightening.
But one final thing, and then we'll ask how you're gonna play this. Is I've heard of like older people, the children, like in their 40s, 50s, know that they're being conned. They get the police involved, and the older person refuses to accept it.
Yeah,
and is still paying out money, What is, have you got an end game, Becky? By the way, this would make a great podcast or a book, just throwing it out there. Have you got an end game for this? Where is this going? Marriage, possibly. Who knows?
I've given up on that.
It's a shame.
Let me think, where's this go? Okay, well, I am midway through writing a book.
Yes!
And I will possibly have interesting news on that.
You're actually blushing. Wow, this is something big bubbling under the surface. Wow, brilliant.
Liam Neeson's finally come through.
Oh, well done. Yes, she's, you're talking to Penguin Publishing, you think, but it's just some guy. I won't push you any further then. That's brilliant, brilliant news. Let us know when you've got something definite.
Yeah, I will do. It's I'll be honest, it's been a tough few years for me in many different ways. So what I've been doing on Twitter has been, it's really kind of kept me sane, and you know, it's just been really, really good for me. So the fact that I can carry on doing it, and also, I don't know, just move things on a little bit in my life is good.
Well, it cheers me up and makes me laugh such a lot. I really, really enjoy your Twitter feed. Just give it a quick shout out. What's your
I've been putting it in the chat a few times, and we'll give it a
little tweet
as well.
For the good of the podcast, people that are listening, where do they find you?
Death to spinach.
May I ask why? Well, spinach, we know, is the greatest con in the vegetable world. It starts off like that, ends up like that. But apart from that, what's your beef?
Fucking disgusting.
Oh.
Sorry, I mean, what else
what
did
you
say?
Need to know?
what do you want, Ian? foul. Utterly foul. The thing is, though, when I started my Twitter account, because I only joined in 18 months ago, I hadn't been on Twitter before then, so I didn't really think I was going to be doing any of this. I just joined because I was bored and lonely in lockdown. So I didn't think about my name at all. So now, of course, when people ask me, I think, oh, God. It's like having a really embarrassing username when you know, a really embarrassing password, and you have to ring up and tell somebody it, and your mum's listening. And, you know, so, but yeah.
I think you should just embrace it. When we go on Twitch, we get some funny usernames, don't we? We get people marching into the chat called Face Full of Spunk and stuff.
they get banned straight away, but I was going to say something vulgar and I won't. I'll let Catherine.
I said it.
Yeah, you said it, yeah.
Becky, it's so lovely to meet you. Thank you so much. Let us know when you've got stuff that you want to come and plug, and you'd be very, very welcome to come on and hawk your wares.
Thank you very much.
Very welcome. Catherine?
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Becky.
I can put my
pyjamas
on now.
Yay! See you later, Becky. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I always struggle. There we go. Done. She was great, man.
She's so funny.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.